Come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
My sisters and my brothers, my subject for this evening is the world is in a hell of a fix.
Amen.
In a hell of a fix. Amid this worldwide depression and unrest, this old world has gone away from God.
Amen.
And it's in a hell of a fix.
You're no more to blame for the panic in the world than any of the rest of us. We all avoided our responsibility by running away from it.
Greetings and welcome to Muddy Boots. My name is Tenali Doomy Doom. And on this episode, we be going to darkness, bleakness, where the sky is falling and dread tips the scale. Let's call it Dark Doom Doldrums, Hard Times, Part 1. Yeah, struggles, doom, and fear. Hard times are things we all face. To be in the dumps, in the doldrums. Speaking of doldrums, nobody knows the origins of the word. Some suggest it comes from dull, or stupid, or from the Middle English word dold, which had the same meaning. At any rate, doldrum referred originally to a dull or sluggish person, a dullard. Well, sometimes that's just how we feel. So it goes. 'Twas ever thus. Even so, there is always solace in music. It cuts through even the hardest of skulls. And somehow, songs of struggle do help keep us keeping on. So, let's begin there. After this here poem of Doomsday, composed by Sir Sorrow von Crowruinson. The gloom, the gloom, the great black gloom. He cares not to come greet us wherever we go. He cares come for man, beast, friend, and foe. For nothing will eat him, he well doth know. Doom, doom, you great black gloom. Such a comfort to feel like the great black doom. The fate, the great dark fate. He loves the fat shadows. His taste so shallow. He loves the fat worms, and he dines in a row, like trolls feasting like there's no tomorrow. Slate, slate, eat up all the great fate, but it's jolly to fare like a great dark fate. The cape, cape, the great cloaked cape. He mighty drunk on the fear to slain. He mighty drunk, but he never does slow, no. You can grace him with a tickle, any which way. Cape, cape, you great cloaked cape. Such an honor to weareth a great cloaked cape. The gloom, the great black gloom. He liveth for 100,000s of years more. He lives till he dies. Gloom succumbs to doom. And the morning's mist down the hill it doth go. Away, away, oh gloom away. It's fine to live and die like a great black doom.
Thank you.
Nana. Got a long hold over, I can't go free.
People of Earth, permit me to explain your presence here. Each of you is hearing my words in his or her native tongue.
Who are you?
Since I'm a stranger to each of you, perhaps it would be simplest to call me the alien.
Where are you from?
The name of the planet I come from is unknown to you. One of many worlds in a nearby universe.
Where are we now?
In space?
I don't believe it.
Have the long train in your heart. What was that, a meteor?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I didn't hear any crash, though, did you?
No, I didn't hear anything except a roar.
Steve, what was that?
I guess it was a meteor, honey. Came awful close, didn't it?
Too close for my money. Much too close.
This may be the last time. This may be the last time. This may be the last time. Oh, it may be the last time. I don't know. Maybe the last time we sang together.
Reports from England confirm that there has been sporadic rioting. British government sources indicate they believe the Wingate girl might have been acting under the alien's orders. Miss Wingate is believed to be hiding with Jonathan Clark, who has been missing several days. The British have assumed that the object in question was a weapon, and the London press is actively speculating that all five of the alien's visitors may be acting under orders to place the alleged weapons in strategic positions.
Time's so hard, you cannot deny that even salt fish and rice I can hardly buy. Things so hard, you cannot deny that even salt fish and rice I can hardly buy. As the war declared with England and Germany, I can drink a little bitter milk in my tea, but I would plan provision and fix my affairs and let the war continue fighting 10,000 years. Before the war I was living nice, crushed potato, Whitney bacon, stew, pork and rice. Pork's bread with butter and jam, 7 eggs in the morning, big junk of ham. Today I'm living like a wandering bird. If I see the first or second, I can't find me third. I'm living by guess, so have sympathy, since the war declared with England and Germany. I am so hard pressed in this colony that the stores refuse to sell a suit of khaki. Me boots all gone, a twist on the side. With all this prosecution, I must abide. If I have a cigarette, I can't find a match. I can't trim me hair, I'm wearing saddle patch. Me shirt on me back, it start turning green. Since the Hitler depression came and intervened. But I want a piece of land at Mount Hololo so I could plant me dashing fig and okra. I'm looking at this thing as a mortal sin. Condensed milk selling 14 cents a tin. I'm gonna give them a fall with me lime bush tea. And if they bring it $2, it don't worry me. I'm going to plant provision and fix my affairs and let the white people fight for 10,000 years. The only thing that worrying me is the ship with the food on the open sea. Friends, they nearly killed this tiger with that arsenic sugar from the Marara. It appears as if we next door neighbor get bad. The Marara declare war on Trinidad, but I would plan provision and fix my affairs and the people continue fighting for years.
I'm guilty of? I'm guilty of insomnia. Now, what's the penalty for that? Well, you heard what I said. I said it was insomnia. I said it was insomnia. You scared, frightened rabbits, you. You're sick people, do you know that? You're sick people, all of you. And you don't even know what you're starting here, because let me tell you. You're starting something here that's what you should be frightened of. As God is my witness, you're letting something begin here that's a nightmare.
Yeah. All we have to do is get rid of our capsules, huh?
But such panic.
What do you expect? Reason? Discipline? Restraint?
Those people out there, I feel sorry for them. Well, I do. They're bound with fear. They're frightened, every one of them. Ever since the alien came into their lives, they've been waiting, waiting for they don't know what.
Those characters you're feeling sorry for are so full of hate they'd lynch us if they could get their hands on us.
I know. I've forgotten how easily hate comes alive.
People hate because they fear, and they fear anything they don't understand, which is almost everything.
You're not terribly fond of people, are you?
Right now, I can take them or leave them.
Just about a few years, some months ago, the night of state come and voted for war. Sammy called a man from the east and the west. They're at a bar, we got to do our best. Have a bottle of ale. Call a black man, leave out the wine. Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Well, the reddest of a bottle
when the war was done.
Price on the ladder, getting to raise. Getting no better, but the same old thing. 8 cents on a dollar. Maggie, your boy, lie. Maggie, your weed. Half a pound of sugar for a person a week. Folks didn't like it, they blamed Uncle Sam. I got to save the sugar for the boys in France. Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Well, the reddest ever bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Well, boys whooped the Germans. Would have brought the Kaiser, but they run to fame. Couldn't blame the Kaiser for leaving the lane. Sammy had to play this game, most in man. Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
When the reddest
ever
bottle
when the war was done.
Tax getting heavy, have to pay. Have to boys over across the sea. But in water up to their knees. Face the Kaiser for y'all and me. Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
Have a bottle of ale.
When the war was done.
When the reddest ever bottle when the war was done.
Them. Why, they're our neighbors. We've known the Goodmans ever since they came here. We've been good friends.
Look, that don't prove a thing. Any guy who'd spend his time looking up at the sky early in the morning, there's something that's wrong with that kind of a person. Something that ain't legitimate. Under normal circumstances, we'd let it go by, but these aren't normal circumstances. Look at that street. Nothing but candles. It's like going back into the Dark Ages or something.
Traitorous liar. It was a weapon, and you pretended that you didn't know. Look, America revealed space box weapon. American warmongers are screaming that knowledge of the alien weapon makes them undisputed rulers of the world. Ivan Kadovsky, who refused his country information which might have protected it against the American threats, will go down as the greatest traitor this country has ever known.
If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that lie alone. Thank you. let me tell you how liars do. He's always coming with something new. Steal your heart with false pretend, making out like he's your bosom friend. When he finds out you believe what he says, then that liar's gonna have his way. He'll bring you news about women and men. He'll make you fall out with his dearest friend. Don't wanna get in trouble. Don't wanna get in trouble. Don't wanna get in trouble. You better let that liar alone. When a liar takes a notion to fend and prove, he'll lay around the neighbors, get the news. Yell every day, you look out, you see that liar coming to your house. Tell you such a lie, surprise your mind. He'll mix a little truth to make it shine. When he gets his business fixed just right, then that liar's gonna cause a fight. If you don't wanna get in trouble, if you don't wanna get in trouble, if you don't wanna get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Perfect peace, then come to lie with his deceit. He'll make pretend that he loves you so well. Everything you hear, he must come and tell. Tell you, my friend, if you just knew, certain someone told me about you. Yes, stir it up a lie, tell it so smooth, you think undoubtedly that must be true. Heard you out to trace the lie, you'll have to go to jail and stand a trial. Don't wanna get in trouble, if you don't wanna get in trouble, if you don't wanna get in trouble, you better let that lie alone.
Stay right where you are, Steve. We don't want any trouble, but this time, anyone who sets foot on my porch, that's what he's gonna get, trouble.
Look, Les, I'm sorry.
I've already explained to you people. I don't sleep very well at night sometimes. So I get up, I go out, I take a walk, I look up at the sky. I look at the stars.
That's exactly what he does. Why, this whole thing is some kind of madness.
That's exactly what it is, Mrs. Goodman. Some kind of madness.
You best watch who you sing with, Steve. Till we get this all straightened out, you ain't exactly above suspicion yourself.
Or you, Charlie. Or any of us, it seems, from age 8 on up.
What I want to know is, what are we going to do? Just stand around here all night?
There's nothing else we can do. One of them will tip their hand. They got to.
There's something you can do, Charlie. You can go inside and keep your mouth shut. You can quit sitting there like a self-appointed hanging judge and just climb into bed and forget it.
You sound pretty anxious to have that happen, Steve. I guess we ought to keep an eye on you, too.
Well, I met this pretty girl. Tell him where to go. Don't you hear the moonlight? Don't never let chicken get big enough to crow. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Thank God did you have me to reckon in the soul and my soul's not free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, I heart tell pretty eagle, tell him I do. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, shoot his own back already, drink his own brew. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Thank God that he hit me to ring in his soul and my soul's not free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, the Baptist preacher, you can tell him by his coat. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Have a bottle in his pocket, he can hardly choke. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Thank God that he hit me to ring in his soul and my soul's not free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? bridges, so they say don't hear no more. Really had to be baptized every other day, don't hear no more. Don't hear Jerusalem more, don't hear Jerusalem more. Thank God did he hear me ringing in the soul, and the soul starts free, don't hear no more. What a holy road bridge, sure I'm a sight, don't hear no more. Well, it gets the molly rolling and it kick out the light. Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Thank God, did he hit me to ring in him soul and soul start free. Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Well, President Bridgie lives in town. Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Next, so Jim can hardly look around. Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Thank God, did he hit me to ring in his soul and the soul got free. Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Well, if it's big filler, you can tell him where he goes. Don't you hear Jerusalem more? Don't never let a chicken get bigger than the crow. Don't you hear Jerusalem more?
First gave us these capsules, I thought the whole thing was preposterous. It seemed pretty obvious that all we had to do was to keep them hidden until the 27 days were up. Well, even the Chinese girl and Ivan would have seen that. It was all too easy.
Would have been all right if the alien hadn't made the broadcast.
Yeah, but he did. And now we're being hunted like animals. They tried to kill Professor Beckner, and I hate to think what may be happening to Ivan and the Chinese girl.
Do you think if Ivan talks, his government would use the weapon?
They might. They've been racing to see who could discover the most powerful weapon of war. Compared to this, the hydrogen bomb is a toy. Now, both nations have the ultimate weapon. I tried to stay out of it by hiding.
That time up on me. Tell her what the panic is on. Bad times up on me. Tell her what the panic is on. I feel so disgusted. All the good times done gone. Everybody's crying. They can't get a break. Everybody is crying, they can't get a break. Tell me what's the matter, everything seems too late. When you hear me howling, then you know something's going on wrong. When you hear me howling, then you know something's wrong. Bad time has got me, why sing this song? I can't make a nickel, I'm flat as I can be. I can't make a nickel, I'm flat as I can be. Some people say money is talking, but it won't say a word to me. I ain't had a paycheck since the devil was a boy. I ain't had a paycheck since the devil was a boy. If I get a real job, I'd pass out with joy. That time up on me, I can't get a gown. That time's up on me, I can't get a gown. gal costs money when she'll be your pal. Bad times up on me, baby needs some shoes. Bad times up on me, baby needs some shoes. Bad luck hanging around, keep me singing bad time blues.
I think maybe everything might as well come out now. Your wife's been doing a little talking, Steve, about some of the odd things you've been doing.
Yeah? Well, go ahead, Don. Tell us what she said.
Go ahead. What's my wife said? Let's get it all out. Let's pick out every idiosyncrasy of every man, woman, and child on this whole street. And then we might as well set up some kind of a kangaroo court. Now, how about a firing squad at dawn, Charlie, to get rid of all the suspects, narrow them down for you, make it easier? Huh? Right, Don?
Well, there's no need getting so upset, Steve. It's just that... Well, Myra's talked about how there's been plenty of nights you spent hours down in your basement working on some kind of radio or something. Well, none of us have ever seen that radio.
Hitler boy, change your mind. If you that cause the checks on Poland to grind, you said the Nazis by ringing America, but just now we'll chase him back to Austria. Yes, me man, that's your plan. Every day you demand in land, Britain should really divide up Germany and wipe them off of the map entirely. True, Gobel, you was doing well. You even went and demand Memel. Britain has given Poland a guarantee. Hitler's aggression must be stopped entirely. Diplomacy got to cease, claiming people and annexing for peace. He's a cold-blooded murderer, a worthless barbarian, but this is the last of that madman Austrian. You boast of your might in the land and sea, but you scuttle in your ships, it seems to me. With Britain and France join up together, can wipe out anything like the German Empire. With me gun and shield, but they can't send the growler on the battlefield. I would keep in camp and I would let them know that I only came there to sing me calypso. This is the growler.
Are you thinking of giving yourself up?
I don't know what to think anymore. If I come in on my own accord, I might be able to stop some of the panic.
I thought you told me that the world was built on self-preservation, that the most important thing in life was to look out for number one.
A lot of my convictions have begun to wear pretty thin the last few days. For instance, I had a very strong conviction that there wasn't a woman alive who could make me fall in love.
What did you say?
It's a miserable way to find out, isn't it?
It's a miserable way to say it.
Maybe someday I could say it better.
Thank you. Every human being is doomed to die, which is the greatest of all failures. George Orwell. Welcome again to Muddy Boots. My name is Dark Knight Tonelli, and we just listened to Side A of Dark Doom Doldrums, Hard Times, Part 1. Such fear and pain and struggle, but there is music to lift us up. For a playlist, please go to muddybootsradio.org. There's heaps of archives over yonder. And also check out Muddy Boots on iTunes. And if so inspired, please leave a rating and a review, too. I would be delighted, not gloomy, delighted, if you done did that. All right, stay tuned. B-side, soon coming.